Now we come to that which is, I think, without doubt, one of the most remarkable passages of Scripture that certainly has a vivid message for us. And it is a striking picture in full color. I tell you, it's living color that we have here in the 20th chapter. It's the cities of refuge. Now, we've had this before us. The children of Israel had a very interesting law that God gave to them, and you will find out that many tribes and many primitive peoples have had this same thing. Evidently, this is something that was passed on to all of mankind, and here you see it in operation. Now, the first time that we meet the cities of refuge is over in the book of Exodus, the 21st chapter, verse 13. And it says, if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. Now, it has to do with this matter of murder. If a man murdered another man, or killed another man, let me say, it could be one of two things. It could be what we call today manslaughter, and it's called that in the Scripture, by the way. That means that a man kills another person accidentally. At least he didn't do it deliberately. And then there is what is known as premeditated murder. A man lies in wait. He plans and plots the death of another. That's premeditated murder. And in Israel, the man that did that was stoned to death. If we had capital punishment in today for murder, and that there'd be no ifs, ands about it, and a man was executed quickly, did you know that it would save countless lives today? We wouldn't have all these policemen shot. We wouldn't have all the storekeepers held up and shot down like they're an animal. My friend, God knows human nature, and this was the law. But if a man did this, premeditated, plotted, and planned it, and would shoot a man down, of course, in that day, he didn't have a gun, but he could use any kind of an instrument and kill him immediately, then that was called premeditated. But if it was not premeditated, he did it accidentally, and it's called manslaughter. Now, the man that ran over my mother and killed her, that man, I had the privilege of going to the jail and talking to him, and they lodged a charge against him. He was drunk when he ran over. Now, I think that's murder myself, and I would call it premeditated murder. But as you know today, it's not called that. It's called manslaughter. And he was treated in court as one guilty of manslaughter. Now, in that day, a relative might say, well, he did this deliberately, and he did this purposely. Suppose when I heard that this man had run over my mother and I'd said, I'm going to kill that man. Well, may I say to you that under the Mosaic system, there would be a city of refuge that a man could flee to, and he could flee there for protection. Now you find that this occurs again over in the 35th chapter of the book of Numbers, and there's an entire section there on the cities of refuge, in fact, the 35th chapter. But let me just read one verse there. That's verse 6. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that is, one guilty of manslaughter, that he may flee thither, and to them ye shall add 40 in 2 cities. Now, what you have given in the 21st chapter we'll come to, you'll see all the cities that were given to the tribe of Levi. But now, here are the 6 cities of refuge that are given. And it was for the manslayer. And the example that's given in the Scriptures, suppose 2 men are out in the woods cutting down a tree, and the axe comes off of the handle of one of the men, and it hits the other man, he kills him. And suppose the brother of the man that is slain says, I know that man had it in for my brother, and he did that purposely, and I'm going to kill him. Well, that man wouldn't have a chance unless there was a place of refuge. Now, out in the Hawaiian Islands, on the big island of Hawaii, down on the Kona coast, there is a place known as the City of Refuge. And back in the days when they were tribes out there and Christianity hadn't been brought to them at all, they had a city of refuge and they were slaying each other. In fact, they had human sacrifices. And all of this garbage given to you by these tour leaders is just so much malarkey, friends, about how they loved each other and they lolled on the beaches and they were just having a wonderful time until the missionaries got there, put moo-moos on them, and just broke up a lot of fun. May I tell you, that just isn't the way it happened. They were a moody, doleful people, slaying each other, very superstitious, but they had this city of refuge that a man could flee to. And these cities of refuge are mentioned here now that the slayer could go to. Now, this has, for you and me, a great spiritual lesson. The thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ was slain. And the Scripture makes it very clear that the Lord Jesus was not only the one slain, but He is our city of refuge today. And we are told over in Hebrews 6:19, says, "Who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before them." And the reference here, of course, is to those who, though conscious of their own sinfulness, they've availed themselves of the salvation that was secured for them by our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, and all who find a refuge in Him are safe forever from the judgment of a holy God. Now, who's guilty of slaying Christ? Well, the whole world is guilty. Both Jew and Gentile stands guilty before God as having participated in that which brought about the death of His Son. But Christ came to give Himself a ransom for all, and His sacrifice on the cross has opened up, as it were, a city of refuge for all who put their trust in Him. Now, you will notice, and I personally do not like this business of trying to blame the Jew for the crucifixion of Christ. He wasn't crucified on a Jewish cross. He was crucified on a Roman cross. Let's be very specific about that. But it's not going to get you anywhere to try to blame any racial group. And this is the method of the anti-Semites, is always to use this. And it's entirely wrong because it alienates many of our Jewish friends today, and it just ought not to be that way. But let's understand one thing. They are not the one specifically guilty, but they're in the same sack that you and I are. We've been all put in the same sack, and it's been shaken up. And friends, we're all in that together, and we're all guilty. Now, the Scripture makes it clear that all are guilty. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, says, "Now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of His prophets, that Christ should suffer, He hath so fulfilled." And therefore, Peter could say to them, "Repent, therefore, and turn to God." Now, the Apostle Paul makes it clear that the Gentiles are also guilty. In 1 Corinthians 2:6-8, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. For we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Now, according to these passages, God looks upon the whole world as guilty of the sin of manslaughter in connection with the death of Christ. And now I want to be personal, and I want to be specific. You know who's guilty? My friend, you're guilty. But you can point the finger right back at me and say you are guilty. Why? Because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes we're healed. What? Well, he bore our sins. We're healed of our sins. Because he died on the cross, my friend, because you and I are sinners. And if we hadn't been, he wouldn't have died there. You may be sure of that. And he is the one that died like that, and we're guilty. The world's guilty. Did you ever stop to think that you and I live in a world today that's guilty of the death of the Son of God? The whole world is guilty. It's because of this world that he died, my friend. And Paul says he persecuted him ignorantly, you see. But we're guilty. It's manslaughter. But we're guilty of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us. Don't try to blame it on a certain race or a certain segment of the population or this person or that person. You and I are guilty today. But thank God his very death made a city of refuge, a place for you and me to come. And that is what the writer to the Hebrews said, as we saw, we fled for refuge to him. And it's pretty dangerous not to go to him. And the Bible gives an example of one. Abner was one of the generals, in fact, the captain of Saul, and he came over to David. And believe me, Joab didn't care for him. Joab was David's man. And Abner, actually, with no malice or forethought at all, he slew Asahel, who was the brother of Joab. And believe me, that meant Joab was going to try to get him if he could. And this man Abner knew it, and he went into a city of refuge. But you see, the thing happened. Old Joab enticed him out. He used trickery to get him out of the city. When he got him out of the city, he slew him. He left the place of refuge. And you know what David said about the death of Abner? He said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth." My friend, that's what David said. What do you suppose God says of you today when there's a city of refuge and you're guilty of manslaughter? You're a guilty sinner before Almighty God, and you don't go to the city of refuge? My friend, you're foolish, very foolish indeed. And have you fled to him for refuge? There's going through my mind a hymn that has in it, "You who to Jesus for refuge have fled." Well, what about you? Are you one of the ones the song is speaking of? Have you fled to Jesus for refuge? There's protection there. And he removes the guilt. What a wonderful chapter this little chapter is here. And it's just about as boring as anything could be if you read it through, my friends. And you notice I didn't do that. But let me now read a verse or two. "And the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood." What a tremendous chapter this is. And that's all of it, by the way, that we're going to read.